The meeting sent a clear message that the Department of Agriculture is in earnest about trying to develop an industry around second growth and stream and forest restoration. Undersecretary Sherman was flanked at the table by Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton and State Rural Development Director Jim Nordland. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska had the first hour of the meeting to discuss subsistence and government-to-government relationship building. Then came a panel consisting of Marlene Campbell, Sitka's Government Relations Coordinator, Gary White, the Director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, and 10 members of the local and state environmental community. Marlene Campbell lamented the loss of jobs in the Sitka Ranger District. She said Sitka had never fully rebounded from the 1993 closure of the Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. CETA Director Gary White, however, said the framework meant new jobs around Sitka.
Forest restoration, we have an opportunity to get into that forest, thin those trees, and find a crop for that. Now, we all realize that economics are a barrier to that, but if we can think creatively and try to figure out a way to make that economic or find some products that have a higher value that will make that thing run, then we need help figuring that out.
White also stressed the economic value of tourism, recreation, subsistence, and the importance of retaining the brain power of Sitka's 20-year-olds. Those 20-year-olds had a high profile at the meeting. Andrew Tomes, the executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society, seated 4 young staff or interns at the table, each of whom concentrated on a different facet of the transition, including obtaining capital, hydropower, stewardship, and salmon. Tomes expanded on the idea that Sitka was still on the rebound from the closure of the mill.
It's not Happyville. It's a struggling economy that is diversified but needs constant efforts to keep up that diversification and find new innovation and opportunities. We probably won't ever see the day again where there's one big solution to everything like we had in the pulp mill that creates a huge industry. Because of the global economy and because of global markets, it's going to be a lot of small business and a lot of innovation that keeps us moving forward.
Contractor Marcel LaPerrière represented small business on the panel. He proposed that rural development fund the construction of a new 3-5 preschool using young growth timber. RDA Director Jim Nordland said his organization invited this type of initiative.
In any community, the thing that really makes projects happen, the community grow, is the person who steps forward, takes the initiative, has the vision, wants to make something happen. That if you don't have that, nothing is really going to move forward.
Undersecretary Sherman took detailed notes throughout. The meeting was brisk, cordial, and largely unpublicized. Winning a face-to-face meeting with the top official of the forest is not an everyday event. John Sisk with the Nature Conservancy in Juneau suggested that the conservation community in Sitka had become a player in transition policy.
I feel once again that Sitka is in the leadership in so many ways in the region in terms of how all the way, you know, with Marlene, Gary, Andrew and their staffs and the community of the Sitka tribe really comes together and solves problems. And regionally, I find we oftentimes look to Sitka as kind of the creator, kind of an incubator of new ideas and new projects.
A luncheon benefit for the tribe followed the meeting. In the afternoon, the venue shifted to the Stargavin Valley for a tour of the Young Growth Cabin Project and a meeting with the 7th grade scientists who've been working on restoration in Stargavin Creek. Undersecretary Sherman was scheduled to conclude his southeast visit with a trip to Prince of Wales Island on Saturday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.